Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
We gonna stir it up and do things our way. So if you wanna move, get out of our way.
There is a lot of debate over who the greatest housewives of all time are. I mean, especially stan culture, they have one, they'll knife you for it. But from an objective perspective, I think we need to celebrate. We need to celebrate one who's just been killing. She's just been killing it. Not that she ever wasn't killing it. I mean, she's given us, I mean, there were times.
There was a moment.
Yeah, true. But I mean, from day one, this woman, this icon, has given us a royal title, a wedding, 2 divorces, hit songs, cabaret tours, rehab, jail, etiquette lessons, and Herman Munster shoes.
She's chic, c'est la vie.
Countess de Luann de Lesseps.
Oh, we love her.
Is it a violation if I like hum her music, since I don't know the payment structure of her? Money can't buy.
I don't think we'll get dinged for that at all.
Money can't buy. Yeah. I get so excited talking about her, though. When we talk about the best housewives of all time, I mean, she really has given us so much.
And also we've been able to watch like this evolution of Luann de Lesseps as a woman. And it's just been great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I sent you guys the Bustle article because it came out. Like I got the email and I was like, oh my God, Luann looks gorgeous. This is amazing. And she'd been all over my social media feeds with her performance of Pride the previous weekend. And I was just like, look at this woman. And everybody's talking about how like J-Lo and all these other people are having to cancel their concerts, you know, tours. And Luann is selling out her cabaret. She's getting like sold out people like at Pride parades. I mean, it's just like, she has turned kitsch and camp into what it can really be. Like that it can be serious, that it can be fun, that it can be a serious moneymaker, that having fun can be a serious moneymaker.
Yeah.
And making fun of yourself, but not in a bad way, but kind of like enjoying yourself and leaning into like the not so great parts of you, but celebrating that we are all kind of like that, can like actually make you more popular And mm-hmm. I think she realized that, especially after Tom and after her DUI are getting thrown in jail, because she didn't really have a DUI. It was like, what was it? I mean,
drunk in public, assaulting a police officer.
Yeah. But like, you know, she started to, because remember the first couple of seasons, she took herself so seriously. Like, she was so serious, but it's like divorcing the count and like everything. Like, she just started to loosen up and you're just like, oh my gosh, I love Luann. She's great.
There was a great tweet I saw and I don't know who wrote it. I can't find it, but it was the best illustration of this. It is a picture of season one, Real Housewives of New York, Luann and Bethany standing next to each other. And yep. they said, if I were to tell you, like, how long ago is that? If I were to tell you 13 years later, one of these people would be the People's Housewife. And one of them would be like an elitist monster snob. You would never guess.
Yep. I remember that was like whoever did that tweet, it was an amazing tweet. And it was bullseye emoji. That is what that is. Bullseye emoji.
Yeah. Remember, when you're introducing me to a driver, it's Mrs. De La Saps. The yep. count would have a heart attack.
Oh my gosh. We love Luann so much. So yeah. much here at PCP. She really embodies everything that there is about PCP. Like, because we like class, we like culture, but we also like the underbelly of things, and we like things not being perfect, and we like things like a little seedy too.
She's a shameless smoker. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. I mean, she is a housewife who leads the way. She smokes with fans. You know, if a fan sees her on the street and offers her a cigarette, she knows what to do. I mean, I'm dying for that one day. That's how I gauge if a celebrity's my friend, if I can get them to smoke with me.
Hell yeah.
That's when the bond is forged for life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I'll have a cigarette. I would buy a pack of cigarettes if I saw her just to go up and like have one with her. Mm-hmm. Again, I'd be like, yeah. I will smoke with you. Let's do this. Like, oh.
Oh my God. You know, sometimes I do play. I have to say too, I'm giving her a shout out for this. I think about her music on my life journey. Money Can't Buy You Class. There's one line in there. And sometimes when I achieve some really sick, twisted little thing that I'm so proud of, I'll text it to you guys. When entering a room, be invited. What was it? When entering a room, greet everyone, and soon you'll be entitled and invited to the grandeur. And I always am like, hey. Of course, for me, that means like DMs, but whatevs. The point is, I do find her music inspirational. I know it's campy. I know it's cheesy. But I mean, if you really do listen to the lyrics, they're like life lessons with Luann.
Mm-hmm.
Hell with Countess, now I'm queen.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think also like she leans into also kind of like Sonia, like leans into like knowing who her audience is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially, and I also want to say I do feel like the explosion of like RuPaul's Drag Race and drag culture has also helped her and Sonia in some ways, like because it, in a lot of ways, like they're gay icons in that sense. And and she's like, fuck yeah, I'll be a gay icon. Let's do this. Like, you want to make me like Judy Garland or Liza Minnelli? Let's do this. I will be, I may not have Barbra Streisand's pipes, but I will take the glamour and the star and I will just like run with it. So yeah.
She's one of those housewives who can't get faulted for it. Cause you have the certain house, cause this has been said about certain housewives before. They like to refer to their people like my gays. Oh, my gays are coming. Some can pull it off. Others are trying to cover for some shady political stuff. So they're like, no, I love my hairdresser. My gays are here. No, Sonia and Luann, literal. Yeah. They're allowed to say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said they were at, what is it? So, I'm sorry. Luann like closed a not a conference, what do you call it, a festival in the Mighty Hoopla Festival. She's on an international tour. She's in England, she's in Canada, she's sold out.
She's on a world tour and she's doing great. Like she's conquering. She's like the Beatles, like conquering America. She's like conquering America and conquering Europe. Like, there we go.
You know, a cool thing about her touring in Europe is that even though it's just a courtesy title, they do recognize it in Europe. That's the whole point of these courtesy titles. So when she is there and they call her Countess, it might not be in the housewife's way. It might literally be as a polite gesture to refer to as like Countess de Lesseps. So,
well, it was funny because in the Bustle article, they were asked, the interviewer was asking her about her being seen with Nicolas Sarkozy, was it Mary Kate's ex-husband and the brother of the ex-president of France. And she was like, he's an old friend. She's like, people forget that my ex-husband was French and was a count and his family is like of a noble family there. She's like, I know the Sarkozys, like we go back, like this isn't something seedy. She's also like, I've met Mary Kate several times. Like I met them as a couple, like this isn't. And so it's like, yeah, she's campy. Like, she, I think it's also one of those things, like it's really great because she's not afraid. She's really embraced her age. And I think that's the thing I like about Luann and Sonia and, you know, God love her, but Ramona, they don't really shy away from their age. And they also embrace the things that they've done to themselves to be like, oh yeah. But they also, they're like, she's about to be 60. She'll be 60 next year, Luann. She just turned 59, but she's like, I will sleep with a man. I will do this. Like, yeah, I believe in love, but like, I'm enjoying my life and I don't need this. And she's really coming into her own. And I love it. To be honest with you, it's inspirational.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times. And stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
To me. And she's unapologetic in who she is. You know, she's apologetic about her mistakes if they hurt other people and if they're not right. Do you know what, do you get what I mean? It's like, I don't think she ever wants to intentionally hurt anybody or upset anybody. But she's living her truth. She's like, look, if you don't like what I'm doing, that's fine. You don't have to like what I'm doing, but, as long as it's not hurting anybody, I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh yeah. Remember with Carol and Heather Thompson, there was a man, in the place. And she's like, so she's like, so.
Yeah, like be cool. I think that was the turning point with Luann, period. Like in the zeitgeist when it was just like, be cool. Like, and I remember being like, you guys need to chill the fuck out, especially because Carol was single at the time. Like, I was like, what about, like, hello, you guys are on vacation. There's plenty of people around. Like, oh my gosh, they just hooked up. Come on. This isn't.
Remember the clip up. when she got out of her, when we come back from the season with her Tom wedding and the next season opens with her post divorce getting out of jail. Oh, you know, this summer I've been traveling, I've been to jail. I think that was a turning point for her.
It really was. It really, really was. You're just like, oh my goodness. She's so, I just love that she's been being celebrated. I love that we're celebrating a 59-year-old chain smoking ex-countess cabaret star, ex-housewife, you know, like I also
she's
love it.
Thriving without Bravo.
So thrive. And this is what we were talking about last week's episode is that Bravo doesn't make you rich. Housewives do not make you rich. It's the platform that you take with you, that mm-hmm. you gain from it and what you use with it. And she is one who has figured out how to do that. Like, God, and we were comparing her to Sonia. Well, not comparing, we were kind of lumping her with Sonia. Sonia has not figured out how to do that. And that is Sonia's problem. Like, because Sonia keeps saying, well, I had a cabaret. Like, I was doing that with Luann, but Luann like was like, well, I'm going forward with this. I can't wait for you to get your head out of your ass for us to do it. Like, I'm moving forward with this because she saw the path forward for herself. She didn't want to have to rely on a man to save her anymore because it didn't work out with the Count. Didn't work out with Jacques. Didn't work out with Tom. It's definitely not going to work out with Harry Dubin. Like, so, you know, she's just like, I got to make my own way. And also I cannot rely on Bravo either because that's just a job. So I have to figure this shit out myself. And she has, and she's thriving with it. So she, I think, is in a sense for housewives, past, present, and future. I think in a way, like her trajectory should be aspirational for housewives. In like, they don't have to do exactly what she's doing, but kind of that plan that she's made and how to like step forward and how to like leapfrog off of your talents or your lack of talents or even like your stumbles and falls, because I think she capitalized on those of like being, I'm not okay. I wanted to be perfect. I tried to hide behind being like the perfect wife and perfect mother and everything like that. And that didn't work. And once she started to embrace her humanity, people just loved it. And I think that's what we want.
I will note as proof that she is possibly the greatest housewife of all time. Correct me if I'm wrong. She's the only one whoever got a sit down. Do you remember her biographical special, Housewives, How They Got Here Now? And right. It was, they only did it with Luann. It was Andy sits down with Luann. She talks about her story. It was because she had gone, it was during that troubled time where she was going to rehab and all that. And I think she was, you know, but she told her story from her childhood in Connecticut, the modeling days, how she met the Count. I mean, she's lived a fascinating, she was like kind of not Illuminati, jet set, like very European. And there was a lot to her life before Housewives.
A lot to her life. Yeah.
I think she's right. The only housewife who got it. And to be honest, I've watched clips and like rewatched it because there are great ones in there. Great. I mean, her story's colorful.
Very colorful.
But
And she truly speaks more than one language. And she doesn't have an affect accent, affected accent.
What I think she does is make fancy things accessible. She came on as the Countess and then sold a butt class with the Countess. She likes to mix that high and low. And so I thought some great advice she gave everyone in that Bustle article on finding a partner was, I don't go to the Regency anymore, RIP. She's explaining how she finds her man. But she says, I'll meet guys through other friends, dinner parties, or at bars. Here's where we go low. The home goods section of Bed Bath & Beyond is a good hang. Lots of guys buying toasters because they're getting divorced. Can you imagine her like seductively asking a man which blender she should buy? She doesn't need a blender. She's just popping around the aisles. And then it goes right back to Countess. Also, if you can get invited to an embassy party, those are always good. There are a lot of men there and they're foreign.
I love it. She's also like, and Andy Cohen said that in the article that like, she's got the confidence of a man. Like she will just go up and she's willing to like, she, and it feels like she's always had that, that that is not something that is new for her. Like she's always had that, that she just has that confidence to like go up and like talk to anybody and talk to any man and is willing to flirt with him. And it turned, you know, if he's not interested, she's like, okay, that's fine. It's no skin off her back, but it's like, I might as well shoot my shot.
Yeah.
What, and I'm like, a line from, you should do that.
A line from Money Can't Buy You Class. No, so many men there are who forget to hold the door when I give them so much more than they can imagine. By the way, if you guys slide in DMs, if you guys want to hear me carry, Luann and I have the same vocal damage from smoking, so I could probably be a backup singer or a stand-in for her. You guys might not notice the difference. I don't know, but yeah. I don't know. She's my favorite. I've had so many favorites, but I really think if you look at her, her journey, her career, she's like a goat. She's a goat, greatest of all time.
I think so too. Like when you have favorites when it comes to housewives, I think you have to, you can't have like a, you know, a first, or like you can't like love a housewife her first season out or even like third season out. It has to be over a bunch of years now. And yeah, she is in my top three. And I'm only saying that because I haven't ranked any of my favorite housewives. So I'm like, she could be my number one, but I haven't thought that seriously about it. But she's definitely like my top three. And also because I love a tall woman just like me. So like I always got pissed off when Ramona would call her Lou Man, and I was like, fuck you Ramona. We ain't doing that, we ain't playing that. Like, just don't be upset that you're short. Shut up. But I think she's got goat status. Like I know that Jules Aaron was on the goat, but I'm sorry, but Luann has goat status.
She obviously plays to me. And I do have to say another shout out to her is that she helped launch the Lee Radswell account when she mistook my tweets against Carol as actual Lee and then used them against Carol at the reunion. You guys probably remember that scene. Yeah, well, I don't think the Radswell family is very impressed by you or whatever. Or, no, she said, I don't think the Radzeville family approves of what you're doing. You're welcome. We're all royalty in our own minds.
I mean, we have to be. Come on, to get anywhere in life, we got to think of the best of ourselves. So yeah, 100%.
If you want to help us here at Pretty Corrupt Podcast live a life of gem, jets, silhouettes, and champagne in the sky, a great way to do that, and also make your Tuesdays, Wednesdays, we're dropping episodes all the time now, so it's great to subscribe and help make your day feel Giovanni. Rate, review, subscribe, and follow Pretty Corrupt Podcast. Also, head on over to social media, Instagram and TikTok at Pretty Corrupt Podcast and Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One. Of course, you can find our personals there, Stacey's, Nate's, and mine. And help us feel like less of a peasant and more of a countess. We want to go from de la losers to de la subs.
I think we just ended there. That's it.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, You're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.